Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Taylor strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Snider strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 0. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive beyond short. Zimmer can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morin moves to third. Averill moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer fields it and throws to home. Roseborough drops the ball. Morin scores. Averill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Thompson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman bunts towards third. Baxis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks bunts towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Averill reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. Morin moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxis fields it and throws to home to get Morin. Averill moves to third. Long moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Long scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 0-for-1 in the game. Baxis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam pinch hits for Don Drysdale. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baxis moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a line drive towards first. Long catches it and steps on first to double up Fairley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Fowler now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Rosporo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rosporo is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosporo hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill strikes out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baxes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker pinch hits for Art Fowler. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moon takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Moon moves to second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.